Welcome to day 133. We are up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, and I'm recording this on Thursday, so Chag Sameach, Yom Ha'atzmaut Sameach, everyone. We have been discussing the halacha of Tosefes Shavuos, which means that we expand in the Shemitah year. We don't just stop working our fields at the beginning of the seventh year, but we actually stop working them earlier than that in the middle of the sixth year. In the first Perek, we discussed field of trees, orchards, and we said that we stop working orchards generally by Shavuos of the sixth year. But what about different sorts of fields? What about a field of grain or fields of kitnios of beans? So says the Mishnah, Ad Emesai Chorshin B'stei Halavan, Erev Shavuos. Until when do we plow a stei halavan, a field of grain or a field of legumes, on Erev Shavuos, on during the sixth year? It's called a stei halavan, which literally means a white field, because the Ratzon Torah points out there are no trees there, so it would get a lot of exposure to the sun and it would appear very, very light in its color. Anyway, when do we can we plow and work a field of grain in the sixth year? It says the Mishnah, Ad Shetichla Halecha, until most of the moisture has already dried up, which is Kol Zman Shebnei Adam Chorshin Litav Mikshas. It's the time in which people are still plowing Chorshin Lita to then plant melons and gourds. You see, melons and gourds would generally grow much later in the season. They would grow throughout the summer. So as long as there was a bunch of moisture left in the field after the rainy season, that would still be the time in which people would plow and then plant the field for it to grow in the sixth year, right? The summer is still considered part of the sixth year before Tishrei. So up until that point, up until there's, so long as there's still most of that moisture left, then it's fine. After that point, it's largely problematic, because then it really looks like and probably is that you're plowing and planting, getting ready for the seventh year, and that's a major problem. So again, as long as there's still moisture in the field, a majority of moisture, then it's okay to continue plowing the field because it's for the sixth year. But Amar Rabbi Shimon, doesn't like this. He says, Nasata Torah kol echad ve'echad biyado. You basically allowed every person to have their own Torah, so to say, their own Shulchan Aruch, their own Book of Halacha, and each person will decide when that period is for themselves. One person will say, well, the moisture is kind of still here in my field, but it's not in that field. And someone else will say, no, it's not in my field, but it's in that. You make your own halachos. Each person will be doing it on their own schedule. So says Rabbi Shimon, Ella b'stei halavan at Pesach. He says, rather, we just have a standard halacha. Everyone would follow that a stei halavan, a field of grain, would be until Pesach, and a stei ilan would be ad hatzeres, would be until Shavuos. And that's the halacha that we've seen so far. The difference, by the way, between a stei halavan and an orchard is that the stei halavan, you would generally, you'd only plow it, you'd only plant it for the sake you would only plow it for the purpose of planting it. And the only time you'd plant it is if there was still moisture left in the field. And when it comes to a tree, you would plow it even if you weren't planting, because a tree already existed. You would plow in order to mix up the soil so that some moisture would get to the roots. So even if there was a tiny bit, amount of moisture left, you would still be willing, and it would still be beneficial to plow around the tree, even if there's a tiny bit left. So that would be even later, when there's still even a tiny bit of moisture left, that would be up in the Shavuos. But for planting, you would need more moisture in the ground in order to make it worthwhile to plant, and therefore the period would be earlier, because that's when there's still a whole bunch of moisture left in the field. So that is Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Aleph again told us that generally we can plow orchards until Shavuos, and you can plow fields of wheat until Pesach. But there are exceptions. There are some times in which you're allowed to plow and work the field all the way up until the beginning of the seventh year, meaning for the entirety of the sixth year. So what are those cases? So the basic background that we need to know is that you're generally allowed to continue working your field for the entirety of the sixth year if it meets one of two criteria. One is that it actually, the purpose of that work is for the crops of the sixth year. If it's clear that it's for the sixth year, that would be one criteria. Or the type of activity that you're doing would only be usher. Had you been doing it in the seventh year, it would only be usher midaraisa. We said there are four, and probably plus five, four types of malacha that you're not allowed to do during Shemitah. And the rest would still be problematic, but only midrabanan. So something that would only be problematic midrabanan in the seventh year, you'd be allowed to do in the sixth year for the entirety of the sixth year. So now, what are the examples? Says the Mishnah, Mizablin u'ma'adrin b'mikshos u'midlos. You're allowed to put out fertilizer, and you're allowed to use a hoe in the soil, which is another type of way of mixing it up, ad Rosh Hashanah, until Rosh Hashanah. Because when we're talking about, and we're talking about specifically, by the way, until specifically about melons and gourds. We said in the last Mishnah, melons and gourds, they grow the entire summer, and therefore it's very clear that you're doing it for the sixth year's crop and not to get the field ready for the seventh year. So that's okay, because that meets one of the criteria. It's very clearly for the sixth year. Continues the Mishnah, and the same thing is for Beis HaShlachin, is a field that has irrigation and needs a lot of water. That tends to grow also later in the season. And therefore, since things are still growing in the summer and really for the entirety of the sixth year, if you work that field, it's clearly still for the sixth year and not for the seventh, and again, meets the criteria that we were talking about, which would allow you to do it for the entire sixth year. Continues the Mishnah, miyablim, you're allowed to remove these protrusions on a tree, or mefarkin, or you're allowed to cut down at really extra leaves in order to make sure that the tree grows well. Me'anshin, you could, I skipped one. Me'apkin, you can put dust or dirt over roots in a tree that became exposed, or me'ashnin, which is you can have smoke blow over a tree, which would kill dangerous insects to the tree. And all of those you're allowed to do ad Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to do up until Rosh Hashanah, because all of those activities are only things that are asur midi rabbanan had you done them in the seventh year, and therefore that would be okay. And finally, Rabbi Shimon Omer, af notel hu esa'alam in eshkol bashvis. Rabbi Shimon says that you're allowed to, if there are fruits growing on a tree and they're growing in clusters, you're allowed to remove the extra leaves, cut off the extra leaves on that fruit that's growing on the tree, even on Shvis, even on the Shemitah year. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon says that when you're doing that, you're not actually improving the fruit. All you're doing is ensuring that the tree doesn't become destroyed. And you are allowed to do work on Shvis to ensure the trees don't get destroyed. You're just not allowed to do anything for the benefit of the fruit that grows in the seventh year. That would be Rabbi Shimon's opinion. The Chachamim would disagree, and they would say when you cut those leaves, it still does enhance the fruit, and therefore you'd not be allowed to. We will continue with Mishnah Gimel tomorrow.